Testing 1, 2, 3, testing.
Thursday, go Creighton. Sheffield.
Yeah, I guess most of them used caribou, either fawn skins or yearling skins for party.
Would be fawns and yearlings.
Rabbit skins.
Squirrel skins.
Okay, I've got rabbit skins. Squirrels.
Our grandmother used to make wrinkles. The bellies of loons and civet. Waterproof. Maybe they did around here too with rollers.
With the fur out?
Uh-huh. The, just
the belly.
The belly.
Huh.
She used to have a cake and when she was getting fish, she used to put it around.
Can't get wet.
Burning just the bellies just white on her back.
Oh, I love that black and white color.
Maybe the crowbills are like good for that way too. Maybe they do those long with the rainwear.
That's maybe your grandmother. She made a raincoat.
Bellies of loons and so. And then the crowbills have the same white bellies too. Maybe they did those too around here. Waterproof. The puffins and the crowbills.
Well, somebody asked me, would you bring a lot of cake that fell off the inside of the spoon? But they use bone around it. Wash it after they wash it. Dry.
Intestine? Ugruk intestine? And walrus. Yeah, we use that. They use up there too, that kind.
But there would be something else. I wonder what. How about fish, mucklucks, salmon?
Fish skins for mucklucks? Trout, is that trout or?
No, salmon. Salmon.
Okay, parkies.
Those would be for what, women?
Muckluck.
For kids. All along the way.
Maybe all,
Fish
skins.
Because they're tough. Even when you make dried fish.
I know.
They're really tough.
It'd be good for pulp even. I've heard of making seely pulp for up in Coba because they didn't have any. They make it and they use it for pulp, for oil.
Even grandma used to do that. for little stomach, feeble stomachs of white fish, and save the oil.
Mm-hmm.
Dry the suwak and put them in the oil. Ooh, they're real good.
Okay, they used salmon fish skins for mukbangs. Uh-huh. They probably used caribou skins too.
Caribou skins.
Was there any reindeer that time, long time ago yet, or what?
I doubt it.
Okay, there was nothing there. And we know they used seal skins too,
uh-huh,
huh?
Seal skins.
Any other mukbang?
Skin for bottle, mukluk.
Not much variety, yeah? Inside. Maybe for the winter, inside legs, waterproof. We used to make waterproof inside legs, caribou legs, and deer legs.
Yeah, they probably did too.
Mm-hmm.
What about infants' clothing? I wanted to ask about, you know, what they use for diapers and stuff.
Baby diapers.
Mm-hmm.
They put leather, and then put moss. They dry moss, and then when she get wet, or that little baby get wet, take that moss off, put dry one again.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Okay. That's in Wales.
We have that way. Probably around here.
They must have trained babies to go bathroom
early.
Go early. I did mine. Grace used to, before she started walking, she learned to go bathroom in a little.
Yeah, it's good. Train them early, they'd learn.
Mm-hmm.
So we won't wash
diapers.
Too. No. Mm-hmm. I used to train mine too.
Mm-hmm. I did too. No pampers.
No pampers.
Ago, even when I was raising my kids, no pampers.
Nothing. We wash our.
That's right. Dampers. Right. Pampers. Dampers.
No pampers.
Flour sack.
Leather.
Wash diapers every day.
Moss.
What would be good for children's clothing scheme things, huh? Leather.
They make when mosquitoes come, they make leather. Leather. Pants.
Thin pants, huh?
Uh-huh.
Leather. They uti.
Uh-huh. So they can't go through.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
The park and tie, put belt.
Okay, for summer they took hair off. Okay,
mm-hmm.
For summer. This is April 5, 1983, Elders Conference in Deering, Alaska, Ipnatjak. In the spring, summer, and fall, our people moved around to hunt fish and gather greens and berries. Where did they go for the following subsistence activities? We know that there's fish in the ocean, the river, and we talked about those. I think we have some information, but if you have some information on fishing other than netting, hooking, seining, we'd like to have it. You know, the old way of doing things is what we're interested in.
So it's too bad Guilford is ill, because he's told me quite a few times how they used to catch seal and how they set fish traps in the river.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's, I think maybe I could come over to his place later and do some recording. If you don't have any on that, we'll go on to sea mammals. I know there's bearded seal here and seal. What types of seal? Ribbon seal or spotted seal here? Are there?
There's even harbor seals right out here.
Huh? Harbor
right
seal?
The ribbon.
Ribbon seal?
Just a few ribbon.
Maybe they come and go. We don't.
Yeah.
We don't know how the seals down there. They call it rough out there.
Mm-hmm. Hey, we're talking about seals, ribbon seal, spotted seal, ugruk, any beluga?
Yeah, let's go elephant from here on. Huh?
Okay, so they would pass right through. And I understand that for the black whales too, they probably go pass through.
But we know they
don't have. Mm-hmm. 4 years ago we got beluga right here. Did they used to get a lot of beluga in here? Or was that just a...
was the first time they passed through here.
Oh. No, they used to have nets out there for beluga in the fall, they used to say.
Oh, down there?
This side of
the
home.
And they used to have those steel nets down there. There's a lot of little seals. Baby seal.
Were those made out of rope? I mean, seal rope. The nets.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, long, long time ago.
Seal skin, make them off. Make rope.
Mm-hmm.
Probably caribou skins too.
Mm-hmm.
But those would be stiff up. Okay, for now.
He licked the bar.
Yeah, he licked the bar. The guy's fingers.
Yeah, making rope. We have information on how to cut seal rope too, and even caribou. So I know what you're talking about. They probably did it the same way, huh?
Mm.
Yeah. Okay, anything else you can think of like in the sea mammal part? I guess that's about it.
I don't know what else. It never ate anything else, maybe, yeah? Like killer whales, they say they used to have killer whales.
Killer whales, yeah.
But
mm-hmm.
They were never eaten, maybe. Not that anymore. They don't eat killer whales, but they come around that.
Uh-huh. Yeah, they do over there too, up there, Kotzebue. Okay, we'll go on to the next land animals. If you can tell me more about land animals other than what's there. Any polar bear? No? Bear at all? Any kind of bear?
Brown bear?
Brown bear?
Black and brown. Black and brown. too, around here?
No.
Those small leaves here, just trying to pull it down the leaves.
So there's brown bear.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, help yourself. Ducks, other than brant, mallard, goose. I think we write them down already. Eider ducks, molting geese, brants.
Which are always swans back here. Springtime, how many swans? Eight of them.
Eight, nine. Uh-huh. So there's swans in the springtime, huh?
Mm-hmm. Everything, huh?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Eagles.
Huh?
Eagles.
They don't eat those.
No.
Yeah, okay, eagles and...
But white owls, those are good to eat though.
White?
Uh-huh.
White owl.
They call them snowy owls.
Snowy owls, oopiks.
We see them around here too.
Those are not considered the crowbills, and they all use nest down here.
Mm-hmm.
And ducks.
Mm-hmm.
They're not considered.
Yeah, we need to put those down too.
There's lots.
Puffins.
And crowbills.
Crowbills. Okay, while we're on this, we can talk about egg hunting. Okay, where do they go? Is there more than one place they go egg hunting? Okay.
How many down that way?
All the bluffs?
I don't know.
Okay, bluffs below Deary.
They hunt for eggs, for female eggs.
Samishore Island?
Samishore Islands.
Do you know this?
Star Lake?
Do they hunt the eggs in the spring, summer?
Spring.
Springtime? Or would that be late spring or early summer?
July. July for those crowbill eggs, huh?
Yeah. July crowbill eggs.
I know we went to Shamsho. Yeah, in July.
July.
Uh huh. Okay. Okay. So those islands down there are they hunt them in July? Did you say
for crowbill? Eagles and crowbills.
What's those
puffins? Puffins, yeah. And the rest are like in the springtime. So we have the bluffs down here where they hunt eggs, Shamisho and Star Lake for seagull eggs.
And did they say Good Hope?
Good Hope and Lady River.
Good Hope.
Let's talk about eggs too. I don't know where.
Is that Kuru River down here?
Inside.
Okay. Wow, you guys sure have a lot of place to hunt eggs. But you have fun in the summer.
Yeah. Huh?
No boats.
Where's the boats? They have no men to. We have a man here. He could show him where to take you. Okay.
Dickie, he always goes egg hunting.
Yeah, he does.
Where do you go, Dickie? Egg hunting.
Kewalik.
Oh, that's across from. Okay.
And then you say third bluff down that way. I don't know which one that is. But it's third bluff. Stand.
Yeah.
Third bluff is which way? Past the alley. I think he's.
You know where that little island is? On there? By the bluff?
Right. This side of Rex, huh? This side of Rex.
Bluff this side of Rex. Okay. Is that Rex Island?
No. Rex Point.
Rex Point. Anywhere else you go? Sancho. All over, huh? And we talked about the molting geese today. That's the Issa. So we said they probably do it like we do up there. Just chase them, run after them, and kill them. Knock them dead.
How do you get Issa, Dave?
I see bullets when I air duck.
Really?
They never used to shoot them last time.
Yeah,
I go one time and they go on to the machine. Anyway, I get 3 or 4. I hold them and bring them. When I put them down, one go. Oh. I did never kill it, you know, they are this twist the neck and kill them.
They
forget it.
In July is when they catch them here. Okay, up there too. We go around the 4th of July. My husband and I just run away from all the activity and go hunting. 4th of July. First part, huh? First part of July. I think we've got most of the berries and the greens today. We talked about berry picking and different places where they pick berries and what kind of berries and greens. So we won't go into that. And then I'm gonna talk to Guilford about this geographic points of interest in the village. I think he'd be a good person to go to, you know, where they maybe hunting grounds or points of interest. Let's go to page 2. We know that Laura, we were going to talk about this too with you. Should we go ahead and do it?
I don't know what they are. I have lots of those artifacts. Lots of them we can't even guess what they were used for. Maybe we really got lots too. They're hunting.
Mm-hmm. I wished I had a camera and I could take pictures. I didn't. We have a camera. Maybe we could.
What does it usually mean when
you look pretty?
I know, but see, they have some kind of meaning.
They used did that. The fact that they had labrets means that they were handsome or pretty or what? Like the women had tattoos, right? Mm-hmm. That means they were pretty.
Decoration, like earrings.
And the labrets were the rich people. I mean, you know, the umeliks. Were they the ones that put those on? Huh?
Bravery?
Yeah. Could be.
Men always cut their own hair short and long, their own hair. And they put beads. Some kind of. Some of what they call rule. And women used to pull it down, put beads around there and hook ivory.
Earrings.
Mm-hmm. From here to here.
Oh, from here to here?
Mm-hmm.
Even on their own
side. Yeah, and their own boats. Put beads
on their nose. On their nose. She looks pretty bad.
Grandma had some kind of beef.
Maybe they didn't want to. Our land is so plain, you know, white. Maybe they didn't want to. I always think that way. They want to have some kind of decoration, you know, to.
Lots of beef.
Where did those beads come from?
They trade them.
What's
the Rusa?
Oh, okay.
Siberia.
So they traded, they probably got them from trading, like we talked about earlier, from like Siberia, the beads and stuff. We talked about too that what they didn't have, they'd go and trade. Kotzebue was a trading center, from all the places. It was like the central location. And even from Wales, I found out today, they go to Kotzebue to trade for oils and skins. And like from up Kobuk, they brought, they probably brought dried fish and
furs,
anything that they get from their area to trade with the coastal people. Like I know they didn't have oil. They get oil and blubber and black meat and whatever. So.
From the sealskins for their pants and mm-hmm. stuff.
So we. I could, if anybody doesn't have anything to add on that, you know, the implements, we could go on to the next one. Communications. How did they communicate? Did the settlements know what was going on in other settlements? And how did they, how did they communicate with other settlements? Or with outside of the Inupiaq world. Today we have telephones and computers, technology, but we know they didn't have in those days. How did they communicate with each other? Did they have to travel from that place to this place to communicate? And did they have communication with the world other than the Inupiaq world, like the outside? And did they have knowledge of other people who were not Inupiaq?